الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance. And today we brought another episode for you in which we will be talking about repentance from another angle, from another perspective. Stay with us from start till end. We will learn a lot more information and knowledge regarding repentance. The many benefits and blessings of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. According to one narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "When the day of Thursday arrives, Allah Almighty sends angels who have silver papers and pens of gold. They write down those who recite Salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday." So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that Thursday and Friday are those blessed days and nights on which angels, they write the names of those who send salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam on the papers that are made of silver and pens that are made of gold. So how many Thursdays and Fridays come and go in our lives? But have we ever pondered upon the fact that how do we spend those Thursdays and Fridays? We should also try to spend those Thursdays and Fridays whilst reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, so that our names can also be recorded on the papers of silver, written down with the pens of gold by angels, malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, repenting, although is very, very difficult, but it's very, very important at the same time. We know that the conditions of repentance and all the essential pillars that it consists of is not something easy to meet, as attaining knowledge for all of them is one thing, and then fulfilling all of them duly is another thing, and then having those sincere intentions within your repentance, all this is, although quite difficult, but it is very important. Because of the difficulty, we don't have the option of leaving it out. We can't say that because it is very difficult, so we will abandon it, we will leave this action. No, dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, although it is very, very difficult, but it is also very, very important. In fact, an integral part of our Iman. So, do not think of leaving it because of its difficulty, but look at the means through which you can perform this difficult action. And once you get used to it, inshallah, this action of repentance will become easy for you because you would have become used to it. Sayyiduna Abu Ishaq Asfara'ini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a very acclaimed, knowledgeable and practicing scholar. He states that, "I supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty for 30 years to give me the ability of sincere repentance. Then I felt amazed on myself and said to myself that, Subhanallah, I've been asking for one desire, just one thing from Allah Almighty for last 30 years, but it still has not been fulfilled. I still have not been granted that thing. Then I saw in a dream that a proclaimer is saying to me that you are amazed on this fact. Do you know that what you are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are asking for Allah Almighty to make you his beloved and chosen bondsman, beloved and chosen slave. Have you not heard the following saying of Allah Almighty, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, meaning indeed Allah loves those who repent sincerely. Is this any small desire? So, we come to know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that repentance is something very, very precious, is something very, very difficult to attain, to achieve. But the difficulty within repentance is not to put us away from it. It is to make us understand how precious repentance is. And at the same time, we also come to know that those who succeed in repenting wholeheartedly and sincerely, they become the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become the beloved bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which was held very precious by our noble elders, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. And this is what they've imparted onto us, so that its importance can also be highlighted before us. So repentance, although is something very, very difficult, but equally precious it is, equally important it is for us to achieve it. So we should look at how the elite scholars, our noble elders, reformed their hearts and gathered provisions for the hereafter. So when we talk about reforming ourselves, when we talk about bettering ourselves, this of course cannot be achieved without repenting, and repenting wholeheartedly, duly, the way we are meant to repent. So we come to know that the practice of our noble elders, of our elite scholars, serve as the guiding principles for us, as the beacon of guidance for us to follow, to see that how they strived immensely to achieve tawbatun nasuh, to achieve sincere repentance. So we should also follow in their footsteps and try to achieve this precious element, this precious thing, which is known as repentance. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, many a times we also fall prey to another satanic whisper that we can repent later on. But remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that delaying repentance carries immense loss and destruction, because the start of the sin begins with the hardness of the heart and it ends with accursedness and misfortune. We should not forget the cases of Satan the Accursed and Bal'am bin Ma'ura. Their matter also started with a sin and it ended on disbelief, and both of them were ruined and they became amongst those who are ruined forever. They faced destruction forever. Who was Bal'am bin Ba'ura? He was a very, very pious person of the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He had the knowledge of Ism-e Azam. He would see the Arsh whilst he was on the earth. This is how highly acclaimed he was. But just because of one sin, and just because not repenting on time, delaying it so much that the doors of repentance were shut upon him, what ultimately happened was that he died as a disbeliever. He died as a disbeliever. He fell prey to the greed of wealth of this world. And he fell prey to the greed of the wealth of this world. And he, ma'azallah, agreed to people who came to him and asked him to pray, supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And ultimately what happened was that he did eventually earn a lot of wealth. But what happened was that when he would supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that supplication, the words that he would utter to supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the words would utter against himself. And because of his rank, he was mustajabu da'wat, meaning he was amongst those individuals whose du'as were accepted. So when he would supplicate against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the words that he would utter uncontrollably, instead of taking Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's name, he would say his own name. And ultimately, because he was mustajabu da'wat, his du'as were accepted. So this du'a of his, which he was making for Musa alayhi salam, but uttering his own name instead, it was accepted for his own self. and he was ruined, he was destroyed. Had he repented in time and not fallen prey to the greed of wealth, then he wouldn't have been disgraced, he wouldn't have been humiliated, and he wouldn't have died a death of disgrace and disbelief. Satan, he also committed a sin and never repented. So what happened? That from being amongst the teacher of the Malaika, teacher of the angels, he was disgraced and he was rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he became ruined and destroyed forever. And now for him is the everlasting punishment of fire. That's what he will be subjected to. So both these cases of Balaam bin Ba'ura and Satan should be admonitory accounts for us, that do not delay in repentance. Both of them delayed in their repentance and they both became ruined and disgraced and humiliated. So it is very, very important for us to repent on time and make sure that we do not delay in repentance, thinking that we have a lot of time yet, we don't need to repent now. Because what guarantee do you have that you will live up to the time which is so called we will repent later? What is the guarantee that we will live up to that time where we will be able to repent? And if we do reach that time, then will the state of our heart change by that time? Will we be able to wholeheartedly repent, meeting all its conditions, having our heart averted towards sins? As this is a gradual process, it is a process that needs consistency. It wouldn't happen overnight. If we start this process today, then after some time, we will achieve the true repentance. So never fall prey to the satanic whisper that we will repent at a later stage. Never ever fall prey to this satanic whisper. Repent today. Do not delay it, as this is a sign of those who attain acclaimed ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, the satanic whisper will cause immense harm to our iman, as was the case with Bal'am bin Ba'ura. He was a pious person, someone who knew Ism-e-Azam, and this is the death of humiliation that he faced. Then what is our state? Who are we? So make sure that we strive in making sincere repentance. And now let's listen to an account of one of the noble elders, rahimahullah, that how did he strive in repenting and how did he hold himself accountable? And this would, inshallah, azawajal, serve as a guiding principle for us, that how should we also reflect upon ourselves and strive in repenting wholeheartedly and sincerely, straight away, not delaying it, straight away. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah, has mentioned a beautiful account of Sayyidina Ibn Simma rahimahullah ta'ala, that how he held himself to account and how he strived immensely for repentance. He writes that once Sayyidina Ibn Simma rahmatullahi ta'ala, whilst performing self-accountability, he calculated his age, which came up to 60 years. And then he multiplied 60 by 12 to find out the number of months of his life, which came up to be 720 months. Then he multiplied 720 by 30 to find out the number of days of his life, which came out to be 21,600 days. Now he thought to himself that if I committed one sin per day, then up to now I have committed 21,600 sins. And maybe, perhaps there were many days where I perhaps committed 1,000 sins a day. Then imagine how many sins I've committed up to now. With these thoughts in his mind, he let a loud scream out and he fell unconscious on the ground. When people went up to him, they saw him, they found out that his soul had departed his body. And in this state of fear of Allah Almighty, he left this world. materials of Madani channel. This is how our noble elders, rahimahumullah, they held themselves accountable. This is how much they would strive for repentance. This is how much they would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and divine punishment. Sayyiduna Ibn Simma rahmatullahi ta'ala was amongst the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who would strive immensely in worshipping Allah Almighty. But this is how they would hold themselves accountable. This is how they would fear the divine punishment of Allah Almighty. This is how much they would strive to achieve tawbatun nasuh, to achieve sincere repentance. They would account for the number of months of their life. They would account for the number of days for their life. And then, out of humility, they would think to themselves that if they've only committed one sin per day, then up to now they've committed thousands of sins. And out of the fear of Allah Almighty, they would pass away. This is the state of our noble elders. And what is our state, dear viewers of Madani channel? Have we ever tried to hold ourselves accountable in a similar fashion? Have we ever tried to hold ourselves accountable and reflect upon our book of deeds and try to see that where do we stand in terms of our sins and good deeds? We do carry out the accountability of our business transactions, of our profit and loss, of our business. But when it comes to our accountability of deeds, when it comes to the accountability of our sins and good deeds, when it comes to repenting in the court of Allah Almighty, when it comes to pondering and reflecting upon our deeds, where do we stand? Complete heedlessness, complete silence, no concern whatsoever, no fear of the hereafter. We think we don't need to repent today, we have a lot of time. No, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is not the case. We need to strive immensely in repenting and we need to learn from the likes of Sayyidina Ibn Simma rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Hold ourselves accountable, carry out accountability of our good deeds against our bad deeds and repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we do not have much time. Make this mindset that we do not have much time left, and although repentance is something difficult, but do not delay. And the difficulty of this action, i.e. repentance, should not make us delay our repentance. Repentance being difficult doesn't mean that we leave it. It means that we should understand how precious it is. May Allah Almighty enable us to value repentance, understand the value of repentance, and may Allah Almighty enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely straight away. And may Allah Almighty enable us to be steadfast in abandoning sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Guide me. Have mercy on me, guide me.